Arnold Schwarzenegger and my 9-year-old son have one thing in common. It's not wealth or stardom or a personal trainer who urges more biceps curls. It's that both were born outside the United States. Superstar Arnold was born in Austria, according to news reports, and my son Michael was born in the Netherlands. Should either have political aspirations beyond a governor's office, place of birth matters. Under the Constitution, only a natural-born citizen can become president of the United States. Now, sure, a crucial difference between Arnold and Michael is that Michael was born abroad to two U.S. citizens. Michael's got a piece of paper titled Consular Report of Birth Abroad of a Citizen of the United States of America. He's had an American passport since he was 2 weeks old and couldn't hold his head up for the photograph. Arnold, in contrast, became an American citizen later in life. It's clear that he's not natural born, and that under the Constitution as it now stands, Arnold could not become president. But the situation is not so clear for my son and others similarly situated, and it all depends on what the phrase natural born citizen means. It could include children born to Americans abroad, but it could also mean only those born on United States soil. A statute promises that Michael became an American citizen at birth, even though he was born in Holland, but it doesn't mention whether he instantly became a natural-born citizen. A court has never directly answered what, for some, would be a crucial question. This is not to say that courts and others have not toyed with a definition. Judges who mention the phrase often point to a statute passed in 1790, for example, which includes as natural-born citizens children like Michael, who were born beyond the seas or out of the limits of the United States and have U.S. parents. Other similar statutes followed. But those cases decide simple citizenship matters, and Congress, as one court noted, didn't enact the statutes to help define that particular portion of the Constitution. Bottom line, neither the cases nor the statutes have as a focus a person born abroad who wishes to be president. To show just how possible a narrow interpretation of natural-born citizen is, one need look only to those same citizenship cases. Three Supreme Court justices wrote in a dissenting opinion in one such case, "Although those Americans born abroad to U.S. citizens are not popularly thought of as naturalized citizens, the use of the word naturalize in this way has a considerable constitutional history. This indicates that those born abroad could be considered in the eyes of some court someday naturalized citizens and not natural born. Some early commentators and some early cases suggest that same interpretation. And in a citizenship case from 1994, a dissenting judge criticized the majority for limiting the definition of natural-born citizens to those persons born on U.S. soil. But I'm not particularly concerned. First, should the issue ever reach the courts, there's ample fodder for the argument that children born outside the United States to U.S. citizens should be considered natural-born. This includes the statute from 1790, early opinions stating that common law would allow for such an interpretation, nifty language focusing on allegiance rather than place of birth, and the poetic persuasion that the accident of being born abroad shouldn't deprive a child of rights which would have been theirs had they been born within the country. Second, Michael doesn't want to be president. He wants to be a Lego master builder. No natural-born restrictions there. And good news for Arnold, ditto for a governor's job. I'm Amy Guida.